I am in my recording studio in Sydney.
So has that been evolving over your career? Has the studio evolved, or you pretty much had the setup how it is now?
I did audio engineering when I was at uni and stuff. And so I started collecting gear in my late teens, and I've even still got some of that gear that I still use, and then like preamps and stuff. I'm a weird gear person, so I've like collected heaps. If there's a vocal, I'll just cut a vocal myself. I like being in control of the post. To trust someone with that process is like you're trusting their version of your best bits as opposed to your version. When I built the house, I wired everything through the slab so that it comes out and spits out into the studio, so I can record stuff that's happening downstairs by the grand piano and have it all spit out here. It's like properly built. At 3 a.m. I can be blasting these massive Genelecs and no one can hear. My kids don't wake up, so it's good.
And of course, in the middle of something like a lockdown and global pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been a lot of home time at the moment, so it's good.
And a lot of time, guys, while spending on Truth, T-R-U-T-H, and the Truth is like number one spots for it. New stuff still coming out, 7 singles?
Crazy. Yeah, this is the deepest I've ever gone on an album. Like, I released one of the up-tempo tunes, Only Thing Missing, and I thought I was sort of done at that point, but then there was a bunch of people that really wanted me to release Believer, because I've been writing in here as well. I've been writing heaps of new stuff, so I'm pretty creatively ready to like move on to some new stuff.
And obviously it has been a bit of a challenging year, Guy. There was obviously a lot of touring and stuff going with this one. What can we expect? Where and when can we see you?
Yeah, well, I was meant to tour last year. My last live ticketed gig was in Amsterdam 2019 December. I've done like gigs here in my studio, like on stream and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, as you know, there's nothing like being amongst your supporters and people who have digested your music and want to hear it live. So we're all gagging to get back on the road. When I announced my tour, it was last year in September. I'm doing interviews and I'm joking with journalists. They're joking back going, oh, you know, that's a long time, but I want to try and be responsible and keep it safe. So November next year, surely we'll be out of this mess. And here we are. The positive is I've been working on the show. I've had time to really create something that I know it's going to be a killer show that I'm proud of, and something I've obviously had time to sink my teeth into. We were lucky as well, I guess, on The Voice. We filmed in that time. We were the first live audience, The Voice audience. I think you can see how much we love each other on the show and how much we're literally sitting there going, we are so lucky to be able to do this and to have a job.
Will you just let me know if you need a tattooed musical singer to come back for the third time? I'm ready, Guy.
Absolutely. Come on.
Awesome.
Come on.
I'm loving what you're doing over there with Channel 7 too. It's really brilliant.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And obviously the Olympics really helped us get the word out that the show was on there. They hammered it during the Olympics.
Awesome, mate. We are hammering your brand new stuff with Believer. We're actually going to play it right now. Guy Sebastian, would you mind introducing it for me?
Sure. This is, my 7th single off the Truth album. I wrote it for my wife, Jules, who's right now, as we're doing this interview, homeschooling downstairs. So she deserves a song written about her. It's called Believer.
Thanks very much for your time on us, mate. Guy Sebastian.
Legend. Thanks so much.